Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Dalet. Chulin 34b. Pagination is 68. We'll start from about midway on the page, midway on the line. Omar Ula, Ula said, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Chulin. If a person eats a third level tuma of Chulin. So really, this is non-sacred, and they don't really have to observe, but they decided that they're going to observe, and they're acting in a way that's keeping everything kodesh, and it became tameh, and now he eats it. It's a shlishi shel chulin, it's a third-level tuma of chulin, shanasu al tairas teruma. But this chulin was being made as if it's teruma, they were keeping track of it, and keeping it tahar, ritually pure. The rule is, nifsal gufo mi le'echo b'teruma. You got to follow through. And he ate it. And it's tameh. His body becomes forbidden to eat teruma. Now, in terms of touching teruma, he's not going to invalidate the teruma. But he's not allowed to eat it. We could see this in Rashi. Rashi says, v'kevan d'shlishihu. It's about 10 lines from the top. Since we're dealing with shlishi, nehi dematzei leminga b'teruma, he would be allowed to touch teruma, mecha mi'ala matzei ochel, but he wouldn't be allowed to eat it. Asks the Gemara, ma'ika mashmalon. What are you teaching me? We know this already. Tinyana, we learnt it. There's a statement from Rabbi Yeshua at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, in which part of his statement stated, Shlishi, if a person ate something that is a third level, Sheni LaKodesh, it becomes a second level as far as Kodesh goes. Ve'ein Sheni LaTeruma, but there's no second level regarding Teruma. Bechulin Shanasu Ataris Teruma, and we're talking about non-sacred produce that is being made on the level of Taira of Teruma. And we infer, Sheni hu de lo have. We acknowledge that by Teruma he does not become a second level, even though by Kodesh he's considered a second level. Hashlishi have, but he doesn't become a second level, but he becomes a third level, one would think. And therefore we wonder why Ula had to teach me that there's indeed the concept of a third level, which is this unique status that he's allowed to touch Teruma, but he's not allowed to eat it. Answers the Gemara, Imeyahi, if I knew it from that statement of Rabbi Yeshua, Hava Amina lo Sheni Hava v'lo Shlishi Hava. Maybe he's not a second level, and he's not a third level either. Don't make your inferences. Va'aydi da'oma Sheni ba'kodesh, oma nami en Sheni ba'truma, kamash malon. Since it states that there's a second level by Kodesh, so it says there's no second level by Truma. But really, there's no third level either. And this is a common style that we have, that sometimes when someone is speaking, they state the first halacha in a certain way, and the second halacha follows, even though the second halacha could have been more precise. Turns out that indeed the diuk is accurate. Ein sheni latruma, but there is shlishi. But Ula had to tell us that we would not have known that on our own, from Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara continues and says, Eisvei Rav Hamnuna Lu'ula, Rav Hamnuna asked Ula, you're indeed telling me that on the level of a shlishi, you're not allowed to eat the truma, even though you're allowed to touch it, but you're not allowed to eat it. So he asked, Harishan Shebechulin Tamei Umetamei. There's a rule that if a person is first level by chulin, so he makes it tameh. V'asheni posel ve'inu metameh, and the second level is posel but doesn't make it tameh. V'ashlishi, but when you're a third level, nechon b'nezid adema, you're allowed to eat it in a stew. The teruma can be part of a greater dish as tavlin, as spices, minor ingredient. But obviously the presence is there. It's giving taste. V'i amrit nifsal gufo milecho batruma. If you tell me that his body is not allowed to eat truma, safina nemidit deposele legufe, could it be that we're feeding him food that he's not allowed to have? I understand he's not going to make it tame. He's allowed to touch it. But if he eats it, then he's doing something he wasn't allowed to do. And you're the one authorizing that. You're feeding it to him. Amalei, he answered, Hanach l'nezid hadema, when you're dealing with a stew, it's very different. The leka kezayis bechtei achilas pras, because the density, the amount that's present per spoonful, if you will, is not the amount of kezayis bechtei achilas pras, one volume of an olive within a certain time frame. It's far less present. And therefore, if he's allowed to touch it, we allow him even to eat it, because it's not the eating that would ever be considered a biblical prohibition. And therefore, even though this is not dealing with a biblical prohibition to begin with, but it's modeled after what would have been if it was biblical. And therefore, it's rabbinic, but it's more lenient because the density, the presence, is far less because it's only a minor ingredient. We'll stop there and we'll continue this in the next session. Yeshe koach for joining.